Today's forecast, variably cloudy. Do have a chance for some thunderstorms later on. We'll have a high near 88. The detailed forecast on the way. The weekend weather in southeast Wisconsin, a likely sign of what's to come when summer really kicks into gear on the 21st of the month. But now is also the time when pavement blow-ups can really occur.
The hot temperatures cause the pavement to expand. And where there are expansion joints, the slabs of the pavement push against each other. If that pressure gets high enough, it can result in the pavement buckling. Generally, we see this happen most frequently during the first couple of heat waves of the season. Later in the summer, pavements tend to find equilibrium after several months of warm temperatures.
That's Steve Krebs, director of the state DOT's Bureau of Technical Services. Says there are challenges every year, but drivers really need to adjust to the changing conditions.
In the warm weather months, it could be wildlife, pavement issues, or possibly debris in the road. The best thing drivers can do is eliminate distractions so that they can focus their full attention on the road and what's going on around them.
Krebs pointing out that if you do come across damaged pavement, report it to the nearest law enforcement agency because it's a public safety issue and it starts the process of getting the problem fixed. State Department of Justice agents will be conducting an investigation into the Sunday evening Kenosha police officer involved shooting and wounding of a suspect, a teenager. A call about a man with a gun making threats. Officers dispatched to the 5000 block of 39th Avenue in the Wilson Heights neighborhood, and that's where they observed somebody running away. One of the officers went in foot pursuit. For undisclosed reasons, it led to the officer firing on the suspect. Fire department paramedics took that individual, condition unknown, to a local hospital. The officer not hurt. A 20-year-old man alive after a Racine County Sheriff's deputy administered squad's car stored Narcan to counteract an opioid overdose. A friend of the man, though, is going to be facing some criminal charges this afternoon. He's in jail over the weekend for having abandoned his friend once he started to OD. That friend, according to a news release, dragged the man out of his car and told somebody, call 911, then drove away from the intersection of South Millgate Drive and East Main Street in Rochester. Deputies discovered a Good Samaritan giving the overdosing man CPR. The other man was eventually found in a nearby residential area, claiming that he had left to go find Narcan. That second man arrested for reckless endangerment of safety and drug driving. Communities around southeast Wisconsin, they're going back and revising their rules on sex offender residency requirements because of recent legal actions and appellate court decisions. Caledonia's Legislative and Licensing Committee will be talking about that with a village ordinance at 4 p.m. today, by the way, at the new Village Hall on Chester Lane. Tomorrow night, the Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee has that same issue on its agenda. Last week, the Kenosha Council dealt with that very same issue. 1992 was the movie A League of Their Own about the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League in the 1940s. The Racine Belles were one of those teams. Their games played at Horlick Athletic Field, recreated for broadcast on WRJN Radio. This coming weekend in Huntingtonburg, Indiana, where a lot of the filming took place, it's a three-day celebration for the 25th anniversary of the movie's release. Shannon Fuse, who was an extra, talks about the showing of a documentary on the making of the Penny Marshall film.
We figure we can't celebrate a movie without having a showing of the movie, so families are invited to... it's actually a restaurant in town on our main street, our 4th Street, that years ago was a movie theater.
Saturday the 17th will include a rematch of the movie's big contest, the Rockford Peaches and the Racine Belles. The late Anna Batikas was known as Stosh, and she played center field for the Belles in 1945. She told a Racine Public Library audience a few years back, it was really exciting after having watched the team at Horlick Field its first 2 years.
Then I thought, would that be neat if I could get on a team like that. So when I was a senior at Park High School, they had tryouts at Horlick Field, and along with about 50 other girls, I was one that went out there, and there were only two of us that made the cut.
Stosh Batikas left the Belles for college in 1946, then had a very successful teaching career. She and the other players' names included in a display at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. One-time Village of Sturtevant Public Safety Officer Ron Turner being remembered after his recent passing at the age of 72. Turner was a Vietnam veteran whose career also included time with the Caledonia Fire Department. And in his spare time, among other things, he was a defensive line coordinator for the Racine Raiders. That included the National Minor Pro Championship team of 1988. A memorial mass for Ron Turner scheduled tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, St. Joseph's Church on Erie Street in Racine. The city of Racine began what's called a white box program back in the spring, designed to provide financial help to get older buildings ready for new business tenants. Its popularity has resulted in a pending dilemma: the need for more money, because most of the original $100,000 out of the intergovernmental fund has already been allocated, and quickly.
We are getting very close to the end of the monies allocated to that. So expect that. I know we already have another application that's in process right now. I think it will exhaust our program. I may be back to you next month with a proposal to go to Common Council for another allocation or a budget adjustment of some sort to allow us more money for that program.
City Development Director Amy Connolly recently telling the Redevelopment Authority downtown was a likely starting point, but White Box could benefit also uptown in West Racine.
I think it's been a very successful program, and we're seeing a lot of growth in the downtown, a lot of new properties coming online with rehab, and I don't want to lose that excitement. I also want to try to make sure that there's enough money for uptown and West Racine to get going on that as well, because right now most of the applicants have been downtown, but we'd like to see some more.
The program available to property owners of vacant, commercially zoned first floor spaces in buildings 50 years or older, trying to put them in what's called white box shape. The occupant of a property in Kenosha at 5028 46th Avenue found out just how costly an illegal bonfire turned out to be Sunday. Embers blown by the wind, starting a nearby storage shed on fire, but then extending flames to a neighboring business at 5027 47th Avenue. First, the bonfire in a pit was illegal. That resulted in a citation. The damaged shed that started a garage for CAM Concrete on fire. That structure housing tools and a race car. Fire damage came to an estimated $70,000 to $80,000. The property owners, where it all began, telling fire officials they thought they'd extinguish the bonfire, but reports indicate the wind blew the hot embers around, putting some in the dry grass. Turns out they also didn't have insurance. My School, My Choice, the new plan for middle schools in Racine Unified, and what'll be coming in the near future, boundary adjustments, for which the Board of Education got a little update at its recent work session. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen talking about three K-8s, with Gifford staying the same, but expansions for Gerstead and for Mitchell.
What we're attempting to do, and it really comes down to the numbers, if we take the JA boundary and add all of Gilmore to JA, and in the south we add all of Starbuck to Mitchell, and the boundary that's in between is McKinley, and McKinley would be, in a sense, divided. It's not quite as smooth as that, because there's a pocket. There's JA boundary, Gilmore boundary, and then JA boundary, and it kind of skips over it. The key will be, when we make that divide, will be to try to populate both Mitchell and Gerstead Agricultural about the same number of students.
Starbucks proposed as the IB school, the feeder schools being Jefferson and Westridge. Staff has been working to get the boundary set as soon as possible, Hazen noting the issue has come up with affected parents in the listening sessions. The 76th season of Badger Boy State is underway in Ripon. It's the annual week-long program of the American Legion Department of Wisconsin, bringing together hundreds of high school seniors from all over the state. They've created a 51st state. It's an eight-day program that has them separated into cities and counties. They've established their own city and county and state government. The participants develop their own party platforms. They pass local ordinances. They utilize a judicial system to enforce the laws and the constitution of the 51st state. A number of youngsters have been through that program who've gone on to do some rather significant things. People like Governors Scott Walker, Scott McCallum, and Marty Schreiber, Congressman Tom Petri, the late singer Al Jarreau, and Kenosha-born actor Daniel J. Travanti. And a first-of-its-kind study of more than 2,400 homeowners by the Wisconsin Builders Association and Avid Ratings provides a look on trends for everything from preferred living spaces and amenities to energy efficiency options and more. Open concept designs in the kitchen and complete islands, those are still a priority. Over half the respondents said that formal dining rooms, not important. Bedroom walk-in closets, still a big deal. Master bathroom, double sinks, a must. And big showers versus regular or whirlpool tubs and small walk-ins, a growing in popularity. The Mount Pleasant Village Board will meet tonight at 6:30. Once again, trying to fill a vacant trustee position is on the agenda. It's an issue that's ended for weeks now with a 3-3 tie, even with different candidates being offered. The vacancy created when Dave DeGroot was elected village president. The agenda also has the latest on the hiring process for the positions of village administrator, finance director, and HR director. Closed session discussion listed for a settlement with Menards on property assessment, also possible litigation about Campbell Woods and a recent development approval. Those gorgeous morning sunrises and evening sunsets, something to behold, but you really shouldn't be focusing all your attention on that when you're driving, because you might miss that big deer right in front of your vehicle.
June is when does are searching for places to give birth, and young deer are also starting to separate from their mothers. And with that, we have more deer on the move, and drivers may see an increase in deer that are darting out in front of their vehicles.
State Patrol Inspector Tom Tweedy says this is one of the two times of the year when the deer are on the run. WEC Energy Group, the parent company of We Energies, transforming out of the commercial real estate business. It means an end to the day-to-day operation of Wispark, the development arm of the former Wisconsin Energy Corporation. And with that, coming the retirement later this week of Wispark President Jerry Franke after almost 29 years, the last 17 as its leader. Well, it's estimated the U.S. Open, which has begun today with practice rounds at Erin Hills in Washington County, is going to have about a $120 million economic impact on the Southeast region. Some of that impact, according to WRJN's Janet Hoff, could be felt in Racine County.
The United States Golf Association, which hosts the event, expects crowds of about 35,000 each day of the tournament. Spectators, tournament officials, and the media have filled Milwaukee hotel rooms. Dave Blank, president and CEO of Real Racine, says it will be difficult to measure the economic effect on Racine because it will likely come in the form of having business and leisure travelers staying in Racine who would normally have booked rooms in Milwaukee. He said he expects to see a direct benefit to Waterford and Burlington because they're only about an hour away from Erin Hills. In addition, about 4,500 volunteers will be working the Open. Tournament play starts on Thursday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
The son of Racine School Board member Mike Frontier is making a career out of trying to peel away the layers of educational dogma that tend to blur the focus on improving classroom teaching and learning. Tony Frontier currently serves as an assistant professor of education at Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee. He's co-authored 4 books and is working now on number 5. He talked to our partners at Gateway Public Radio, Frontier noting a lot of high-profile strategies, when closely examined, really don't move the needle all that much.
We can get hung up on finding, silver bullets. Things like block schedules, for example, or redrawing district boundaries, choice and charter, year-round schools. Those are all really big levers that we attempt to pull. They generate a lot of conversation. They are feathers in the caps of people who can make those changes. The challenge, though, is if you look at the research base around a lot of those changes, the net effect is zero. They don't matter in terms of student learning.
What matters, he says, creating an atmosphere where students take full ownership of their education. And 2/3 of family households depend on 2 incomes today, and the contemporary dad no longer fits the standard of the married male breadwinner and disciplinarian. WalletHub compared the states and found that the best for dads is Connecticut. Then it's Minnesota, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. Wisconsin ranks 8th overall, Illinois 14th, dead last is Mississippi. In some of the key indicators, Wisconsin was 12th for economic and social well-being, 15th for work-life balance, 11th on child care, and 11th for overall health. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.